You doing this morning? I just found out that we had a little glitch in our email system yesterday, and some of you guys did not get the link. So I'd like to know from Deanna, Doug, and Rodney how you guys got the link. How did you get it? How did you get it? Nobody else got it. Let me Facebook. Ha. Thank goodness for Facebook. All right. Doug did the same thing. Inner Circle Facebook. Okay, well, good. Hey, glad to know that you guys are going there. So we're going to stall for oh, hang on just a second. I got a message about this. Let me see. Da, 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 da. Okay, email for 77717. Okay. So hey team, just let me know that the email went out. So what that means is that folks are going to be getting on a little bit later than normal. I know you can't see my screen yet, Deanna. You're so good. All right. So what we're going to do is we're going to stall for just a minute, but we're going to make our time valuable. And the way that we're going to do that is we are going to I'm going to do a little bit of Q&A, and I want to know what questions you have about growing your business right now, what your challenges are right now, and how we can help you. Because I really don't like penalizing people who are on time, but in this case, it was our fault. So there you go. All right, so what questions do you have for me? What's going on in your business right now? How can I be of assistance to you this morning? Okay, somebody said challenge right now by persistent consistency. I hope that today is going to help you, because when you finally get today, when you get what I'm going to share today, I don't think implementation will ever be a problem. The question is whether you'll actually get it today or not. All right. Okay. So Deanna wants to know, give me the dates again for 2018. Okay. All right. Let me start with 2017. October 26th through 28th is the Phenomenal Profits Conference. That's our October conference. And we have a pre-day on October the 25th, where I'm gonna do we're gonna we actually got have a SMT coming in for a half a day, and I'm doing a half a day with my team on mastering the digital revolution, or how to thrive in the digital revolution. It was a big hit last year. A lot of things have changed on the internet this year. A lot more to bring you this year. 2018 in January, January 23rd and 24th. Did I get that right, Michelle? 23rd and 24th. We're going to Orlando. So our quote unquote February conference will be in Orlando on January 23rd and 24th. We're going to do business planning, and we're going to do ZLC 2018 kickoff. So it'll be 2018 kickoff for every kind of business that there is. And of course, Disney is right there. So if you want to go down to Disney as well, you can do that. And then May 3rd through 5th is we are going to have a Ziglar conference. We're going to call it Born to Win. And that will be our spring conference. And right before that, on May 1st and 2nd, we're going to have a DISC certification with Dr. Robert Rome. All right. Okay, let's see. A couple more, and then I'm going to get started. I'm working on doing less each day so there's more time for the most important one thing. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Deanna, I need resources to help me with admin and social media. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Okay. All right, here, I'm going to show my screen now. All right, and then I'll answer the rest of those questions here in just a second, okay? Alrighty, here we go. All right, everybody. Well, I'd like to welcome you to the Live Inner Circle webcast. I'm glad you're here today. And I want to thank everybody for the birthday wishes last week. It was a phenomenal week. In fact, we had the phenomenal 15 at ZLC. We had our 15th ZLC Ziegler Legacy Certification last week at Ziegler. It was a phenomenal week altogether, and that was my first full ZLC as the newly appointed Executive Vice President and Director of Training Operations there at Ziegler. And I was just reminded of what a life-changing event that is. So if you haven't been through ZLC yet, let us know, and we'll get you plugged in so that you can go and attend that. Well, the last day on Friday was my birthday, and of course, Alexandra had a wonderful cake made for me, and they all sang happy birthday for me, and that was really, really nice and special. And I got to the airport, and I'm sitting in the gate area, and I hear an announcement come over the gate announcement. And it says, we have a gentleman in the gate area who's it's his birthday, yada, yada, yada. And I thought, okay, So sure enough, he's from Mobile, Alabama. He calls it LA, and he's doing this Forrest Gump sort of voice. And I go up to the gate, and they present me with the peanut crown. If you guys know the whole peanut story, I throw out Southwest Airlines peanuts in my audience. It's a giant bag, gift bag of peanuts. And this card, they had gone onto my Facebook and found all the pictures of me with all the peanuts and everything. And I was like, how in the world did you guys know? How did you know I was going to be at this gate? I mean, what is going on? They go, your wife is very persistent. That's all I got to say. She's very persistent. So my wife called everybody in the world at Southwest Airlines, made that happen. But when I got home and I asked Denise, you know, how did you pull all that together? She said, actually, they did all of it. She said, I just had to get to the right person. But this guy, Ray, did everything. He came up with a theme. He came up with a card. He came up with everything. What kind of company does that? That's the kind of company that you want to be, is that you'll wow people and do crazy things. All right. So this is our kickoff to our phenomenal productivity webinar series, How to Get More Done in Less Time. And today we're going to focus on discovering your phenomenal dream, and you'll find out why that's so important to implementation here in just a minute. But I want to start with a question, and that question is, would you agree that if you just got more done, that you'd be more successful? You know, the thing is that sometimes we go, yeah, you know, I don't know, because it's not all about productivity. It's not all about performance. Well, let me ask you a question. If I tell Denise that I love her, but I don't take action, I don't actually do something, how do you think that's going to work out? But if I know her love language and acts of service and doing things for her, you know, taking out the garbage, cleaning the kitchen, things like that, that I actually do things to demonstrate that love, how many of you know that I'm going to have a more successful marriage? That's just an example, right? Southwest Airlines can say that they're an airline with heart, and they can have all of these things that they say. But actually doing something like they did is incredible. It's called implementation. And the reason that most companies, most individuals, most professionals are not more successful is really boils down to something we call FTI, failure to implement. So I want to just do a quick review from last week and from earlier this year when I shared this with you guys. You know, a lot of authors, a lot of speakers, they'll tell you what's wrong and they'll tell you what to do. But what I found is that when you dig down to the why and you really get underneath and figure out the why we do the things that we do, the why behind the things that we do or don't do, that's where the real power and inspiration comes from. All right. The reason that we don't implement, is it because there's a lack of time? No, we say that, but it's not true. Bill Gates has the same amount of time that we have. Warren Buffett has the same amount of time that we have. Jesus had the same amount of time that we have. Is it a lack of focus? Yes. Is it a lack of discipline? Yes. But what's the reason for the lack of focus? What's the reason for the lack of discipline? I went to a two-day real estate course on Saturday and Sunday. Normally, I don't do anything like that on Sunday, but that's when they hold it because most of the people that go to that have, you know, 9-to-5 Monday through Friday jobs, and so they hold it on Saturday and Sunday. And the speaker said something that I've also always said that I don't hear very many people say or talk about, and it's the difference between motivation, inspiration. We might have a lack of discipline. We might have a lack of focus. We might have a lack of motivation, but really where that comes from is a lack of inspiration. The difference between motivation and inspiration is motivation is the kind of the carrot or the stick theory. In other words, if I do this, I'm going to get to go on vacation, or I'm going to get a bonus, or I'm going to get to do something good. I'm going to get a reward. That's the carrot. The stick is, if I don't do this, I'm going to be in trouble. So we only do what we have to do to get the rewards or to avoid the pain of those kinds of things. But inspiration is different. You know, inspiration comes from the inside rather than the outside. Motivation comes from external forces. I get a reward or I get a penalty. So therefore, I'm going to do what I need to do. And unfortunately, so many business owners do the minimum. Unfortunately, so many employees do the minimum. And so what we have to do is we have to figure out how to be inspired. Zig Ziglar said that the secret ingredient of success is desire. Desire comes from inspiration, that fire on the inside that is kindling, that I can't put out, that's only going to grow if I feed it, if I fuel it. And motivation, sometimes we get demotivated. And the fact is sometimes bad things happen. We have challenges. We get discouraged. People do us wrong, whatever the case might be. And that inspiration has to kick in. If we don't have that inspiration, then we're going to be up and down like a yo-yo with motivation or demotivation, with encouragement or discouragement. Encouragement is very important, but something has to be lit on fire inside for us to get the inspiration that we need. And as I teach, which I'll remind you guys of later on, that the first key in implementation is inspiration. That's something that kindles on the inside. It's where the desire comes from, a vision. We see a compelling vision of the opportunity. We see a compelling vision of who we can become, what we can do, and what we can have that is exciting to us. John Maxwell says that a dream is an inspiring picture of the future that energizes your mind, will, and emotions, empowering you to do everything that you can to achieve it. If you don't have that picture, if that picture is not inspiring enough, if you find yourself procrastinating, you find yourself getting distracted, you find yourself not being productive, not being willing to do the things that you need to do, then you have to ask yourself a question. Do I have a dream? Do I have an inspiring picture? Do I see a different picture? Do I see the possibilities rather than the problem? And unfortunately, most people don't have a dream. And the reason that they don't have a dream is because they haven't, they don't believe, right? And I'll get to that in just a minute. I love this Japanese proverb that says, vision without action is a daydream. Even if you have a vision, you have to implement. So an inspiring picture, a true dream, energizes your mind, your will, and emotions. Why are all three of those important? Because human beings are spiritual, they're soulish, and they're physical. So we have a spirit, a soul, and a body. We have in our soul, we have our mind, our will, and our emotion, right? So I think, oh, I better do this. And my emotion says, I don't want to do that. It's your will. How does your will change? Your will changes through inspiration. You know, I was so disappointed in myself last couple of days because Denise makes these homemade cookies that are amazing. And I'm like, okay, I'm eating right today. Boom, here come these cookies. And I'm like, mine says, don't eat them. You're not going to be happy about this tomorrow. Emotion says, yeah, but I want those cookies. So guess what happened? I ate those cookies. I wake up this morning. I come downstairs after my daily time capsule, and I smell more cookies baking. And I was like, why are you making more cookies? She said, I'm making cookies for Malachi. I was like, do me a favor. Tell me that I can't have any of those cookies. They're all for somebody else, and that they're off limits. You got to tell me that now while I have the will power. See, will's the big boss. If that picture doesn't inspire you enough to energize your mind, will, and emotions, help you to overcome the flesh, to overcome your emotions, to overcome and do the things that you're supposed to do or not do the things you're supposed to do, then the dream just isn't inspiring enough. And there may be reasons for that that I'll get down to in just a minute. It may come down to belief, all right? And when it's right, when you believe it, it empowers you to do everything you can to achieve it. This man I was listening to yesterday, it's worth probably $50 million. I think he's going to speak at our October conference, but the guy has made millions and millions and millions of dollars in real estate. Now he's helping other people do the same. And I mean, the guy just implemented. He implemented when other people thought about it, other people dabbled. He was major implementation. He did everything, pulled out all the stops. It reminded me of the most successful business owners. You know, they do all the steps. They don't do just some of the steps. They do all the steps, and it takes them over the top. So we can have a vision, but if we don't take action, it's just a daydream. How many of you know people like that, that they have big ideas, but they never do anything? Action without vision is a nightmare. And that's where most people live, is that they don't know why they do what they do. They just show up every day and they kind of just go with the flow. You got to have a vision, and then you got to take action. The reason that dreams are so important is because nothing really meaningful, nothing really significant happens unless we first dream, unless we first dream. So you don't have a vision. Why is that? Maybe it's because you don't believe that you can actually get there. Why is that? Well, because Zig Ziglar said most human beings suffer from a poor self-image. We don't believe that we're worthy. We don't believe that we can. We don't know how to do it. And so we just don't take action. And what we first need to learn, and this is the very first thing that I try to share with everybody. We've got a few guests on today, not a lot, but most all of you who are on here today, 90-something percent are members. And you've heard this from me more than once. You know, Zig Ziglar wanted to solve a self-image problem. He wanted people to know who they were and whose they were. You can do anything that you're called to do. You can do anything that you want to do because you are phenomenal. And so I call this the I am confession. It's not an affirmation. Affirmations are important. They help you to dream. They help you to see the future. But this is what I call a confession. When you get stinking thinking and you need a checkup from the neck up, then you need to confess the truth. The truth is you're born to win. But you have to be the winner that you're born to be. You have to plan to win and prepare to win before you can expect to win. But when you plan to win and prepare to win, you can't expect to win. But you can't expect to win if you don't plan, if you don't prepare, if you don't practice. Zig said, man is designed for accomplishment, engineered for success, endowed with the seeds of greatness. You are a phenomenal product. You were created to be phenomenal, to do phenomenal things, and to have a phenomenal life. Internally, emotionally, in our soul, many times we don't truly believe that. Why? Because you know your faults. You know your thoughts. And every human being has stinking thinking. Every human being misses the mark. Every human being is flawed in one way or another. I love what Darren Hardy says. He says, human beings are flawsome. See, on one hand, we're awesome. We're phenomenal. We're designed for accomplishment. But on the other hand, We're flawed in the flesh. This is why it's so important to know whose you are, because then the real truth comes out. Then the real I am comes out. The I am is in you that gives you the inspiration. As long as I plug in, we're going to talk about the daily time capsule as we go. The very first thing that I personally do every day is read scripture and pray. That gets my mind focused and reminded on the truth every single day before I do anything else. So I'm going to ask you the question again. You're probably going to get tired of me asking these questions, but the question is, on this wheel of life, there's 7 spokes on the wheel of life, and you've got family, mental, financial, spiritual, career, personal, and physical. Which one of these areas are you supposed to be unsuccessful in? And the answer is none of them, right? Now, I can't control what other people do. And one of the hardest things to do is to keep your vision, to keep your faith, to keep your encouragement, to stay positive yourself when other people aren't coming to the table. Like, I can't change my wife. My wife is phenomenal. We need to all start with gratitude in this country every single day. I don't care what kind of problems we have in this country. We should just start with gratitude. So when I pray, one of the things that I pray about is I start with just thanking God for everything that he's done for me, the people that he's put in my life, thanking him for my wife and my son, my family, my team, praying for each one of them. I don't know if my team members know it or not, but I pray for them, each and every one of them, every single day, every day. And I pray for people that God has called me to pray for. But I'm thankful and grateful. And Zig Ziglar said that out of all the attitudes that one can acquire, how many of you know that every day you wake up with a specific attitude? You can have a positive attitude, negative attitude. We were doing our 777 leadership call yesterday. We finished up leadership goal. We're about to go into intentional living starting next week. And man, everybody was kind of down. And so I started digging a little bit and opened some things up. And, you know, one guy had said some negative things to his wife and kids. Another one had it out with an employee. And, you know, I was like, hey, I understand. I got home from a trip the other day and I walked in and our house is a little bit under construction right now. I'm like, what is that? What is this? And it didn't take any time for me to discourage Denise. But because I was mindful of it, I was able to stop, rewind, say, hey, honey, I'm so sorry. You know, I'm tired from this trip. And then I started finding things to compliment her on. You know, in your Ziglar planner, you're going to find a statement that says, be a good finder. We need to be a good finder. But the fact is, we can't change other people. But when we change, other people are willing to change. Is that true? Absolutely. Physical, are you supposed to be unhealthy? No, you weren't created to be unhealthy. Mentally, or were you created to be dumb as a rock? No, just the opposite. But since my personal belief is that we live in a fallen world, and this is why we don't know some of the things that we need to know, but we can learn everything that we need to know. Anything that we want to do, any dreams, any goals, any skill that you want to learn, you can learn that skill. Now, it'd be helpful to learn skills that were made for. Like, I could probably learn to sing, but it probably wouldn't be a good idea. Okay? Financially, how much money are you supposed to have? You need to have specific financial goals. I don't know what your financial goal needs to be, the amount of money that you want to make, the amount of money that you need to make, but it should be incongruent. It should be congruent and in congruence with the vision that you have for your life. This is why it's so important to have a vision. But I know this, you weren't created to be broken in debt. I know that for a fact. What kind of spiritual person are you called to be? Well, I don't think that we certainly weren't created to not have a phenomenal relationship with God. Career. Here's the thing. If you don't love what you do, then there's ways to change that. You're not stuck doing what you're doing. I remember when I first brought Ellen Rohr in and my business was all messed up, and she did all of her due diligence and went and interviewed all the staff, looked at all the numbers and all that kind of stuff, and she finally came the time where her and I would get in my office. And I remember it like it was yesterday. I'm sitting at the other end of my big long conference table. She's down at the other end with a flip chart. And she said, "You have five options that I can see. Option one, shut it down." And my immediate response was, "That ain't gonna happen." And she said, "Wait a minute." She said, "You're not just gonna shoot down any option. This is a viable option. Do you love what you do?" And I didn't at the time. But I did love, and I still love what it does for people when it's run right. And so I'm so happy that I didn't take that option. I said, "Okay, I understand what you're saying. Give me the other options." All right. Well, the option that we chose was to get it profitable, to do the things that we needed to do that we didn't want to do. I had to fire a couple people, and we got it back in shape. All right. Were you created to not have any fun? Absolutely not. So my definition of success is becoming the person you were created to be. And that's the ironic part of life, is that we're created to be phenomenal, but our whole life is about becoming the person that we were created to be. And there's a lot of issues and challenges and things to think about behind that statement. But the fact is that if we become a different person, then we're gonna do different things. And we're going to have a different outcome. What I want you to know today is that you have a gift. Every single person has a gift. And if you're going to discover your dream, which is going to inspire you to implement, then and look at our slogan up here at the top. This is why we have this slogan here, inspiration to implementation. If you don't have a dream, if you don't have a vision, see, what if you had a vision of being a borderline 11 on all seven areas of life? And that should be your vision. That should be your goal, right? Is on a scale of 1 to 10 to be a borderline 11. That's a phenomenal life. That should be our vision. Would you be living a dream life if you were living a borderline 11 life on all seven areas? Absolutely, you would. Every single person on here would say absolutely. All right. So discovering your dream, which is the key to inspiration that leads to implementation, involves discovering your passion and your gifts. Over the years, I've been mentored by John Maxwell personally, and the most important book, according to him, that he ever wrote was this book right here. It's called Intentional Living. And even in his book, The 15 Invaluable Laws of Growth, the very first law is the law of intentionality. You have to approach your life with intention. You cannot just exist and just respond to the circumstances. You have to live intentionally. And living intentionally means that you have a vision for your life. And he was more proud of this book than any other book that he ever did. And I was in his mentoring program, and at that time he only had like 14 people in that group. Now there's like 55 people in that group, and you can't hardly even talk to him. And before, you had one-on-one meetings with him, and he probably quit that after he had a couple meetings with me. But anyway, he was so proud of this book. He wanted to call it Transformational Leadership, but his publishers knew it wouldn't sell well. Therefore, the message wouldn't get out to as many people as it needed to. But there are three questions in this book that I want to go over with you, and also want to pause for just a moment to let you know that we're starting a our leadership groups are starting in Intentional Living next week. Now, my group is full, But if you're interested in getting involved in 777, our leadership group, so that you can come to our quarterly leadership training, we will start another group, and we'll get another group started. I probably won't lead it, but Santiago can lead it, and Rick can help lead it. They're both certified John Maxwell trainers. Sherry Perry is certified. Denise Coulter is certified. So we have a team. So if you want to go through this process and not just read the book, but really flesh this out, then just type in 777 in the questions to staff right now. We'll contact you and see if we can find the right fit for you. But the questions that are in there, there's three questions in there that will give you clues. They're just clues. You got to test it out. They're clues to your purpose. All right. The first one is, what do you cry about? The second one is, what do you sing about? In other words, what you cry about is when you see things on television, or you see the way that the world is, you see a problem in the world that you are passionate about solving, then those are the kinds of things that you cry about. You know, Zig cried about people not understanding what their potential is, not seeing who they truly were. Dave Ramsey cried about people who were in debt, and he cried for his own family first, because that's how he got in that business, is he lost everything. He was in real estate, but he had everything leveraged under his own personal name, his own personal credit. Second question is, what do you sing about? In other words, what do you find yourself talking about all the time? Well, Zig talked about self-image. He talked about being the best version of yourself. And then the third one is, what do you dream about? What do you daydream about? When you think about your life and your future and what you could do, the possibilities, you know, what comes to your mind? What do you dream about? What do you wish for? So if you take those three things, the things that you would do for free, that's your passion, right? You take those and you, I'm missing a slide here. Actually, let me take that slide out right there. Hang on for me just a second. So what you want to do is you want to determine what are the things that you would do for free. Those are the things that you're passionate about. What would you do? What problems would you solve if you could? And what are your dreams? Even if you don't believe that you could, if you could just enter into a fairy tale for a second. So I wrote a lot about this in my next book coming out in October. I'm hoping to have copies of it by the October conference. It's called Discover Your Phenomenal Dream Life, 17 Principles to Reach Your Phenomenal Destiny. I sat down and I said, you know, what are the principles that have been helpful to me? And then Denise and I actually created a staircase in our dream home with each of the principles that are in this book. And we had a company called Styx actually do these custom stairs for us. All right. But one of the things that's in that book is this. We start with, this is what I call the purpose triangle, and there's five P's to find your purpose. The first one is your potential, all right? So every single person has a gift, all right? Every single person has certain talents. They have certain experience. Maybe you even sense a calling on your life. I don't know if any of you have ever done strength finders, or I know that many of you have done DISC, and in my January book that's coming out, Power of Community, I give a whole list of different, there's all kinds of different personality assessments and different things like that, that you can really learn about yourself and learn about your aptitude and all that sort of thing. So you think about what you're good at, what your experience has been, what your natural ability is, your natural talent, your temperament or personality style. And then you think about what do you cry about? What's the problem? If you could solve any problem in the world, what would it be? And then you take the passion on the right side. What do you sing about? What would you do for free, right? And let's use Zig and Dave Ramsey as an example, all right? Zig had a gift for communicating. He had a gift for speaking and inspiring people, and encouraging people, and making people feel amazing. The problem that he wanted to solve was a self-image problem. He saw that human beings didn't understand who they were, and his passion was speaking and writing. So he had the ability, he had the potential. There was a problem out there in the world, and he had the passion to do it, and that's what gave him his purpose. Now, he went out and did that. He would have, listen, I saw it firsthand. He didn't have to be on the stage getting paid to give you a motivational speech. In fact, one of the last times that I saw Zig was at the office, and I happened to be in the men's room at Ziegler, is their old office, the one that they had previous to the one that they're in now. And Zig happened to come in when I was in there, and he said, let me tell you something. He said, if you ever get discouraged, just remember one thing. And I said, yes, Mr. Ziegler, what is it? He said, if you ever get discouraged, just remember that at one time, Moses himself was a basket case, and that's a fact. So he didn't get paid for that speech. Zig was always encouraging people. As a matter of fact, most speakers, you know, they want to just sign your book and you know, move you along. Zig wasn't like that. You had to pull Zig away from the person because Zig wanted to keep talking to you. He loved people. Then the next question is, what do you dream about? And that's a clue to your path. Now, you're not going to know what path you need to take. I didn't know completely what my path was. And we still don't know what's going to come. But, you know, I found a path in teaching. You know, Dave Ramsey, his gift, talent, again, communicating, teaching, problem. He wanted to solve a debt problem, and his passion was teaching people. And he taught in Sunday school, his Financial Peace University, for free for many years before he ever got paid for it. And then he found his path, radio station, products that are Financial Peace University course that can be taught in churches by other people. Now he's expanded that brand into leadership and into other celebrities and different things like that. All right. I just started reading this book this morning, which I think is really cool. It's really simple. It's called Find Your Why. And it's by Simon Sinek with the help of a couple of other guys. And it's based around his book, Start With Why. And I'm just getting into it this morning. And it has you go through an exercise that has you create your life purpose statement. Your life purpose statement. And so I highly recommend that you get that. Okay, so I took out that one slide, didn't realize that this one was down here, but what those two slides said is that when you find your passion, you want to think about the things that you would do for free, and you think about the problems that you want to solve. When your passion meets your purpose, your potential is unleashed. Now, you already have the potential, it's already there. But what you need to do is unleash it. Your potential is on a chain right now. You're locked up because you don't know what your purpose is. Your purpose is where the inspiration comes from. That's where the inspiration is really released. Zig Ziglar said, "You'll find your purpose where deep passion meets the world's need." See, the world's need is that problem that you want to see in the world. The problem that I want to solve is the problem of community. You know, it bothers me that we live in a society today where people are discouraged, they're isolated, they're alone, they don't feel loved, they don't feel validated, they don't feel like they belong to something that means something, and everybody has that longing for belonging. And it's bothered me for so long that I finally wrote a book about it. I try to create a sense of community in my companies and in my life and everything that I do, support people, encourage them, and help them to be accountable. And so that's the problem that I want to solve, and I'm passionate about it. I'm watching a documentary right now on Vietnam, and when I told Christian yesterday that's what I was watching tonight, he's like, boy, you are getting old. You're sitting there watching documentaries. Well, the longer that you live, I was 57 on Friday. You know, you want to know the behind the scenes, you know, how do we get to where we are? What I do know is that in the 60s, with the Vietnam War, with technology, this is one of the things I talk about in my book, Power of Community, that's coming up in January, is that there was the civil rights movement, the drug abuse. I mean, this was like the perfect storm to destroy community. I mean, and some people say, well, we really didn't have a sense of community ahead of time. That was, some people did. If you were rich, you did, you know, or if you were this, you did, if you were that, you did. But many people, and okay, I understand. And I understand that there were problems back then. There were racial problems. We've always had problems. Human beings have had problems throughout history. But when live television started bringing the images of the Vietnam War into our homes, it accelerated everything. And the same thing's happening with social media today, is that it's not that the issues aren't there, it's just that it magnifies them, amplifies them, and accelerates them, all right? I'm gonna get to community here in just a minute because it's part of this whole process. So I wanna share with you today five ways to dream, all right? The first one is what I call the confession, which you saw just a second ago. The second one is the dream list, and I'm going to show you how to start using your planner today, your Ziegler Performance Planner. Number three is the vision board. Number four is the perfect day. And then number five is the wheel of life, which is actually one of the easiest ones. So first of all is the I am confession. What I would recommend that you do is put that in your planner so that you can see that on a regular basis. You know, we're so quick to share this with other people. We're so quick to tell other people that they're phenomenal, but we want to accept it for ourselves. Why? Again, our own poor self-image, because we know our faults like no one else does. That's one of the things about social media, is that we don't want people to really see who we truly are. But, you know, the best version of yourself is that beautiful person that's on the inside, not only just on the outside. Number two is the dream list in your planner. The dream list is in your planner. And what you're gonna do is you're gonna write down on the dream list everything that you even think you wanna be, do, or have, all right? And then next week, we're gonna transfer that into goals, all right? Vision board. This is a picture or pictures of your preferred future. Now, this was my vision board for many, many years. And this was another one, Inner Circle pods all over the world. And this is my 2016 or 2017 vision board. As you can see, I had the sketch of our home. Our home was completed this summer. Which I have a picture, there's a picture of it right there. And, you know, that dream became a reality. Now, that's what I call a personal dream. The impersonal dream is creating community all over the world through something called an inner circle pod, you see. You can draw it, you can get pictures. In this particular case, one of the things I want to do is learn to sail. So I've got sailboats in there. Santiago and I are getting these Teslas later on next year. So I put that on there. And I have a health goal that I want to get back to. So those are pictures to remind you and to inspire you. And as you can see below that, I have my 2018 planner. I can't wait to jump in there and get started. But pictures that inspire you, maybe of places in the world you want to go. I think about Susan Schultz, and I think about when she came in the inner circle, and she just had a lot of fear, and she just didn't have confidence, and so she started becoming a leader, and now she's a great leader. It was just the joy of my heart. One of the exercises that Find Your Why takes you through is you make a list of stories. You make a list of things that have happened in your life, the things that have inspired you, and then you start, you take a session and look at all those stories and see what they have in common. And for me, it's making a difference in the lives of others. I have a plaque right here on my desk that says success is a difference in the lives of others. Happiness, watching them grow, does it make a difference? And so when I see people grow as a result of something that I've imparted or something that I've created, a community that I've created, I'm overjoyed. And so we're having our 777 leadership group after the hurricane. She's here in Houston, got water in her house, got water in her business, and had to bring in all these temporary employees and everything. And she goes, "I'm a great leader." And I was like, "Susan Schultz?" She brought those people in. She had her vision. She had her system. She got everybody going. They worked through that. And I was like, wow. Not only that, she had a dream to go to Italy. She went to Italy. She had a dream to go to Israel. She went to Israel. Dreams bigger than she ever thought that she would ever, ever realize. And guess what? My message to Susan is, you're just barely getting warmed up, because you can do way more than you ever thought that you could. So we got to have a picture or pictures that inspire us. All right. Number four is to outline your perfect day. What do you do in the morning? Where do you wake up? Here in a couple of weeks, Denise and I are heading back to Destin to be at our home. And my perfect day, I wake up, I walk out to that beach with Einstein, I have a cup of coffee, I go in and I do some writing and thinking and planning and work on projects, do my daily time capsule that's going to help make a difference in the lives of others. And then Denise gets up, we have some breakfast, we chat, we walk out on the beach together. And then all throughout the day, everything's lined out. Now that's my preferred perfect day at home. Now I like to travel a lot because I want to impact a lot of people. I want to make a difference everywhere that I can. And there's nothing like a live audience. And so I love to go and inspire people and train people. What does your perfect day look like? The fact is you can live that day. Now, I want to caution us that if we are living our perfect day just for ourselves and we're not making a difference in the lives of others, we're not going to be fulfilled and you're not going to be happy. See, there's a difference between happiness and fulfillment. I was really happy to see this in Simon Sinek's book, Find Your Why, because I believe this and I've shared this many times. There's a difference between happiness and fulfillment, happiness and true joy. See, I might be happy to get a new car. I might be happy to get a house. I might be happy to do something for myself, accomplish something for myself, but it doesn't last. That new car gets old. That new house needs to be maintained. Grateful for it, yes, but that cannot be our source of happiness. Other people cannot be our source of happiness. Our happiness, true happiness, comes from being fulfilled, knowing that we're doing the right thing, we are pursuing the right vision, that we're walking out our calling. You see, that's where fulfillment, we're becoming the person that we were created to be. All right, so when you create your perfect day, don't make it too selfish, okay, is what I'm trying to say. Number five is the wheel of life, and this is what I really want to show you today because I believe that this is the easiest way to outline your dream. I asked you a while ago, would you feel like you're living your dream life if you were borderline 11 on every single one of these spokes? And the answer is, every time I ask anybody, yes. So what you want to do is first dream a little bit. This is something that we teach in the goal setting and achievement course that we do for Ziglar. And that is just to do that wheel and then just start brainstorming, just green light thinking, just throw out a bunch of stuff. Physical, I want to lose weight, I want to work out consistently, you know, I need to have an annual checkup, I need to get a massage on a regular basis, whatever that is. You don't worry about whether you can afford it, you don't worry about whether you have time, you don't worry about all the roadblocks. You got to train yourself to block all of those out and to just think about what you want and what you want to do, who you want to be, and you line that out. Then what you can do is you can take it and create specific goals. So this is one of the drawings in my 2017 planner. And what I recommend that you do is when you open up your planner, on the inside cover, there's a big space on the left-hand side and on the right-hand side. Get some colored markers and do your dream sheet right there, and then put some pictures on that book, that every time you open that book, you're going to see an inspiring picture. Up here on the in the top right here, that is just a little drawing of the lighthouse in Puerto Rico. That's my next dream that I want to restore. That lighthouse, we're going there in December to start the process. Probably be a long, drawn out process. Who knows what kind of challenges, what kind of problems we're going to encounter. But hey, the way I figure it, the worst that can happen is we spend a lot of time on a sailboat in the Caribbean, which is something that I want to do in the wintertime. All right. So what you do is you take those seven areas and you put them down, and then just start putting things out there to the right. Dream a little bit, and then next week we're going to look at how to transfer those dreams into goals. Well, then you have to stay focused every single day. You know, once you get that inspiration, how do you stay focused? Well, you got to understand why we don't stay focused. We don't stay focused because we're not thinking right. We don't take the time to think every single day. I do it 6 days a week. You want to implement what we call the daily time capsule. So I'm going to challenge everybody on this call today to implement the daily time capsule. I outline it in my book, Think and Be Phenomenal. And I shared it last week on the webcast, is to just start taking that time every single day. I don't care if all you do is sit there and fall asleep. I don't care if you sit there and you can't think of anything, all right? I don't care if, and I left something out. The other thing that I do every morning is I read every day. And I read for, you know, usually several pages out of a book, maybe a chapter, every single day. Now, if you do this every day, then what's going to happen is you're going to start getting more focused. You're going to start thinking different, and when you think differently, your beliefs change. When your beliefs change, your expectation changes. When your expectations change, you change your attitude. When you change your attitude, you change your behavior. When you change your behavior, you change your performance. See, it's called the Ziglar Performance Planner. And when you change your performance, you change your life. All right? Earl Nightingale said this: whatever we plant in our subconscious mind and nourish with repetition and emotion will one day become a reality. Think about that for a second. Whatever we plant in our subconscious mind and nourish with repetition every day, all throughout the day, it's in the planner. I'm seeing it. I'm seeing my dreams. I'm seeing my goals. I'm seeing my action plan. I'm seeing my projects every single day. And if I have the right picture in there, when I get discouraged, when I get distracted, when I get some stinking thinking, I go right back to my vision. because my vision is not just meaningful to me, but it's going to make a difference in the lives of others. Am I going to give up, slow down? I'm not going to do that when it's going to make a difference in so many lives. No, I'm pushing forward and I'm thinking about it every day. Someone asked me one time, so how long have you been living in your house now? We had a bunch of people over there and they were thinking I was going to say, you know, we've been in the house for 30 days or whatever. I said for 20 years. He said, oh, well, I thought you guys just built it. I said, we did. But it existed in my mind for 20 years. Whatever we plant, and by the way, Evan is going to be on October 10th, and he has an acronym for plant. We can either plant every day or we can drift. He'll share with you what that means. Here's a man who used that planter, still uses that planter, day in, day out, got his business turnkey, became the president of Ziegler, grew his business, has done something like 200,000 or 300,000 push-ups or something like that. Crazy stuff. Whatever we plant in our subconscious mind and nourish with repetition and emotion, repetition every day, throughout the day, emotion, seeing that dream, that inspiring picture will one day become a reality. And in case you're religious and you're like, hey, that's not biblical, here's what Jesus said in Mark 11:24. He said, therefore, I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them and they will be granted you. Now, the things that we think about, the things that we hope for, wish for, that we pray and ask for, need to be in God's will. Because if you're not in God's will, then you won't be fulfilled. You may get what you want. See, it's a natural law. It's like, it's a spiritual law. It's a natural law. It's just like going out there and planting a garden. You might even get what you want. But as Zig Ziglar said, that the chief cause for failure and unhappiness is trading what we want most for what we want right now. You might get what you want, but you just may not end up happy and fulfilled and joyful. Zig also said that you are what you are and where you are because of what has gone into your mind. You can change what you are and where you are by changing what goes into your mind. Remember that thoughts grow just like trees. So every day you've got to watch your thoughts because they become words. Your words become actions. Those actions become habits. Those habits become your character and your character becomes your destiny. Believe that you are beloved so that you can become the person that you're created to be. And I have to tell you this, that your gift, your purpose, your calling, your dream will only be discovered through community, through the support, the encouragement, and the accountability of a group of people around you, all right? So having the right group around you will help you focus, implement, and track. This is what it's all about. You know, if you want to get healthy, you get fit, right? You focus on your goal, your health goal. You go out and exercise, you eat right, and then you track your progress. And that's what we're asking you to do in the Ziegler Performance Planner. So your homework is to think about your dream, to draw it out, cut out some pictures, get a vision board, get your confession in there, and on the inside cover, put a picture of your dream and fill out your dream list. That is your homework for today. Now, let me remind everyone that our next conference is October 26th through 28th. It's the Phenomenal Profits Conference. We have the author of Profit First, Mike Michalowicz, who will be our keynote speaker. It's all about making more money. It's all about making more money in your business. Your business cannot survive. It cannot thrive without more income. And most everybody that I know could probably use more personal income And even if you're doing well financially, the question is, what can you do with more income? Remember, having an income goal, I need to make a lot of money because there's a lot of things that I'm called to do. I mean, I'm just barely getting warmed up here. And there's a lot I want to do. So I got to figure out how to keep, you know, my businesses are very profitable. It wasn't that way. Ellen Rohr is going to come, the lady who helped me get my business more profitable. And I'm going to show you the reports you need to be looking at. We're just going to totally engage for 2.5 days on how to make more profit in our businesses so that we can go do the things that we need to do. Remember that the four keys to overcoming FTI are inspiration. We got to stay around people who can remind us of our dreams. Number two is organization. That's why you need to use your Ziglar planner. And number three is training. This is why you want to be on the Inner Circle site, going through the training modules. And little tip there, do what Alexander Ziglar does, and that is just go through one training module every day in the morning, maybe right after your time capsule. And also come to the event, because the sooner you learn these proven systems, the sooner you're going to be more successful. Our most successful students and members just do two things. They learn the systems through training, and they implement because they are engaged in the community. They're doing their one-on-one coaching. They're doing their in-person coaching. They're doing their group calls, and they're coming to events. So I hope to see you in October. And if I can get my team to go ahead and put the link in to register for Inner Circle members, that would be fantastic and phenomenal. And another thing that I need to do is I need to get my slide back in here for my coaches. Somehow that got eliminated. So while I'm doing that, how about Mr. Santiago Arango, man? Are you on the line today, sir?
Yes, sir.
Come on with it. Give me some feedback. Give me some encouragement, Chief.
Man.
Or some accountability.
I love everything that you said today.
Good.
I want everybody to like really listen to it maybe a couple of times, maybe three times, because there was a lot that was covered today. This isn't one that you get in an hour. This is one that you're going to think through, dig deep, and get to know more about yourself. It makes me think of our potential. And the way that I think of our potential is that space between where we are and where God created us to be. Mm. And like, what is that? And that's our purpose. That is our why, as Simon Sinek calls it. Yes. And when we think of that why in there's an interesting thing out of the book that was one of those frequently asked questions that said, can my why change as I get older? And this is what he said. He said, our why is fully formed by our mid to late teens. By that age, we've experienced enough and made enough choices of our own that we can recognize the situations in which we'll thrive and those in which we will not. But while you may have sensed your why at that age, you probably weren't able to express it. That's because the why comes from the limbic part of the brain, which has no capacity for language, so it's hard to put into words. When I was thinking about that, if it's hard to put into words, this is why we have pictures. This is why we have all these different exercises, and everybody got to see what Howard does with his dream board. There is no words to describe that. When you think of a car, you have a picture in your mind. You didn't just write out C-A-R in your mind. Pictures. So as we think of these pictures and you're thinking of that why, your purpose, that'll help everybody to put together. And really, as we know what that purpose is, that's what drives us and moves us forward to do the things that sometimes we don't want to do, or that we can find other things that we'd rather do instead. Know your purpose and go after it every single day. So thank you, Howard. That was awesome.
Beautiful. Thank you, Santi. All right, Mr. Rick Jones.
Tell you what, Howard, I don't think any of our members can ever say that you don't give a lot of bang for the buck. I love those 5 seminars you taught this morning, buddy. Phenomenal. All right.
Man, I was trying to drink a sip of water when you said that. Don't make me spit water out all over my computer. You made me laugh.
Oh, that is so true. But I tell you, when you talk about dreams, Zig Ziglar said in his book called The Promises for Leaders, that unfortunately too many people wake up in the mornings with strained relationships, feelings of emptiness, another tough day facing the business, disappointments. But he said, you know, it doesn't have to be that way. He said, because we serve a God that of infinite possibilities. And when we do that, the whole world opens up to us. And I love what you talked about, the key word that I picked up on this morning as we think about dreams, we think about accomplishing our goals, is priorities and focus. And Zig said, lack of direction, not lack of time, is the problem. And the question I think we sometimes have to ask ourselves is, am I developing and performing the disciplines that you talked about earlier that are taking me in the direction that I want to go? So how do we develop that direction in our life and accomplish the dreams? You touched on it. I believe that time capsule, Howard, that you talk about is critical in everybody's day.
Yep.
Zig in the book, I get my tongue untied here, in the book Top Performance, said that every morning that he'll get up and he sits there very quietly. And I know that you're a student of his, and I think this is one of the major reasons why you have been successful. But he said, sometimes I sit there just quietly, thinking through planned projects or the agenda, wrestling with the best and most creative way to handle opportunities. He calls problems opportunities. Reading scripture or inspirational thoughts or messages or books. He said the first few minutes are the toughest. The temptation to get up and move around is sometimes overwhelming. He said that I assure you that if you will quietly sit there, some very creative, inspiring thoughts and ideas will be yours by the time you rise. I think those are some great advice from our leader, Mr. Zig Ziglar and Howard Partridge.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that so much. Looking forward to seeing you tonight, boss.
Yes, sir.
And Sherry Perry is traveling. We have a private mastermind happening in Florida, so she's heading down there. What questions do you have? Or type in your biggest takeaway from today. Let's do it quickly. Who has my first question or takeaway that you'd like to share? Type it in right now. What was your biggest takeaway today? Or what questions do you have? Okay, got one piece of feedback. I was about to ask the question, am I still connected, that I need to be more organized. I think everybody else is maybe sitting back wondering what actually just happened, because I know I did cover a lot. But like Santi said, replay it. You know, you can listen to this on your phone, on your Bluetooth, driving down the road. So just listen to the audio. You know, see, I could have done that without any visuals at all, and it wouldn't have been really a training. It would have been a motivational speech, so to speak. But if you'll print out the, if you'll look at the slides also and take notes, take screenshots or whatever, that is a system. And we're going to be using Zig Ziglar's system of the Ziglar Performance Planner throughout this whole series, okay? Let's see, Deanna, great reminder of everything, focus, difference between motivation and inspiration, very important. Susan, wow, this was so inspirational. Thank you for the encouragement. You bet. Brett, mind-blowing. Thank you. Question, how can you become a better good finder? Whoa, what a great question that is. Well, I think, you know, I'd answer that question like this. I'm going to answer it with a question. Surprise, surprise, surprise. Why is it important to be a good finder? And why does it matter? What would the outcome be to you? How would you feel and how would they feel? How would it make your world and the world a better place? So I'll let you answer the question by asking a question. Okay? All right. Very good. You guys have a phenomenal day, phenomenal week. Next up, next week is how to turn these dreams into goals. So get your dreams so you can turn it into a goal. I'm Howard Partridge and Team Phenomenals and Team Ziegler signing off. Take care.